would Swanee, way down up on the Swanee River, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, Grandpa, I heard him say he was overseer for a man that lived on the Swanee River during slavery time.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at his niggers, right,
mm-hmm.
when he was a young man. Slavery day.
Mm-hmm. What was your grandmother like?
Well, she was a being, one of them was. That's about all I know about her. Mm-hmm. And now my other grandmother was five-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And her daddy was he was a big cattle man,
mm-hmm.
down in around Donaldsonville and in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't have to go to, he didn't go to the Civil War, he just raised cows for the
mm-hmm.
for the army.
Mm-hmm.
That was his job during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the old Brand and helped one of his boys. I've helped him brand a few cows that still carried on for a while. And the Brand was a Diamond W Brand.
Mm-hmm.
The Brand
was
a W. It
was
a diamond with a W in it. I can see it, but I can't explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him use it a lot of times.
How would you go about branding a cow if you did that?
How you brand him? Well, now I guess they got electric irons maybe or something, mm-hmm. or a chemical they do it with. I'm sure they do, but. Then, they just had a fire built, you know, see, we caught the cows
mm-hmm.
and threw them down.
Mm-hmm.
On the side, when they did, they just take that iron out of that fire and just stick it to the hip,
mm-hmm.
and put perfect on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had a bull they was going to keep, they brand him on each side of his choke,
mm-hmm.
and on each side of his face.
Mm-hmm.
Or he did, and I don't know about where everybody did or not.
Mm-hmm. If you had a pig, and maybe he's a little bigger than a pig, but he's not quite a boar or a hog, what would you call him?
Shoat.
Uh-huh. How would you tell if he were a shoat? Would he be would he be how many years old he is, or how big he is?
Well, what we always call a shoat was just a little shoaty pig, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we had some runny pigs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They never didn't get what they're supposed to eat and just
mm-hmm.
didn't, well, we just raised them during the year and fatten them at fall, kill them, see,
mm-hmm.
and the meat. That was, well, I don't know, between 60 and 100 pound, I guess we call it a shoat.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of buildings did you have on your farm?
Well, we just had barns and cribs
mm-hmm.
and lots for the mules. And then maybe a cow lot, chicken house, smoke house. And I remember way back, they didn't use it in my day, but they had what they called a dairy
mm-hmm.
in the backyard, just a little bitty old house.
Mm-hmm.
To get milk out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they didn't use that in my day, but it was old, little old dairy stood there for years mm-hmm. in the backyard out there.
Was that built into the ground?
No.
Part of it, or was it
this one wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
It was up on legs, mm-hmm. just about that high.
Mm-hmm.